Now, what is the Starfield display good for, and what are the dynamic queries good for in terms of traditional query language like SQL? And I don't know how any of you have used them. The power of dynamic queries is that it's making the formulation of the queries easy because you're interacting with sliders and visual objects, and you get rapid updates or feedback in terms of, as you're interacting with the slider, the display updates right away. And so through that you get animation effects, motion effects, and that in turn shifts the workload to the perceptual system. And you can also make easy selections by pointing on things. So it's a direct manipulation interface. You can do rapid, incremental, reversible exploration, and you can sort of really interact visually with the data. Another key concept in the Film Finder is what's called tight coupling of the interface components. And what that means is that as you interact with a control or the visual display, the others that are linked to it get immediately updated. So you get immediate visual feedback. And the other big question is, as you interact with a control, you want to avoid the instance where the display goes silent, so to speak, or blank, because there's no results that match certain criteria. So you want to immediately update as certain selections are made, that the controls, for example, can't be interacted in such a way that no results are found that are consistent with it. So the user gets immediate feedback about, is directed towards data that exists, rather than making selections and going into areas where there is no data. So the user can also do progressive refinement, and then we have also these details on demand. There's an example in the video. When you go up to it, you get more information about the specific movie, like the director and so on, all in one location as a sort of a pop-up that appears. We'll talk more about it on Thursday, about tight coupling and what's called this in and out relationships between the components. And it's sort of a key concept that you have these multiple controls that emphasize different aspects of the data. And depending on what's been deselected in one, the others immediately update and only make visible or accessible parts of that control where there's actually data associated with it.